It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
And good morning, Late Tea Time podders around the world. Very good to see you for one final time for the Masters 2024. James and DT with you. And Dave, last night was good, wasn't it? Probably there was about an hour in yesterday's round where it was about as enjoyable as you could get. Scottie Scheffler, the wheels came off for two holes. He started to kind of get back. He then kicked back into it. We saw players making a bit of a move, then kind of stumbling. It was fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we'd started that day thinking, oh, this is just a three-horse race. The rest are just kind of messing about, playing for fourth. And then you got all sorts of players popping up on the leaderboard. And was there a five-way tie at one point? It was just going mad. People dropping shots all over the place. People making a move from the pack.
We had Nicolai Huijard, who led for about 5 minutes and then bogeyed about five in a row.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, it was a lot of... a lot of to and fro. If you just saw the leaderboard now, you would have thought, oh, maybe it was just another really steady day and Scheffler's still the one in front there. But, yeah, it took a lot of action. Then DeChambeau at the last, even when he was, you know, hold that shot. So, fascinating final round now, right? It's no procession anymore, is it?
It's been brilliant. And nobody's gone away, have they? Because we've kind of had that lead of 7-under on day one. And it's basically stayed the same for two rounds. So it's allowed the pack to kind of congregate behind them. And my mate Colin, back in form and back up the top there.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? So I've been looking at kind of the final rounds. I still think it's Scheffler's the favourite, and he's the odds-on favourite. But if you want to look at some of his stats, so he's only converted four of his 10 54-hole leads on the PGA Tour. So he's no lock. He's no Tiger Woods, who just used to, you know, it was done by now if he was leading after three rounds. His tee to green play, as you'd expect, is brilliant. He's first in that. But he's 36th in putting, which is sort of okay, but is it quite enough? And if you look at the leaderboard, you think, well, I think Bryson's kind of sliding a bit. I think Homer's maybe just plodding too much.
Homer was the most uneventful of the lot yesterday. Yeah. He just kept firing and just going about his business. Everybody else was kind of moving around him and he just stayed solid.
But I wonder if he can get out of that mode. And then you've got Oberg, and you think he's still got to beat that incredible sort of stat about no winner since 1979. He's won it on the debut. And then you've got Højgaard, who started slipping away. So... if it was just those who I've mentioned up against Scheffler, I'm thinking Scheffler wins this all day long.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting, with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
The absolute fly in the ointment for Scheffler backers is Colin Morikawa.
You'll be playing about it.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a funny fish in terms of he can sort of start to play poorly on the regular tour, but I mean, if he wins this would be his third major win in 17 starts in the majors. And looking at his stats again, he's fourth in approach so far this week, which is what you'd expect from Colin Morikawa, third tee to green. And he's never been ranked as a good putter, but he can have these hot putting weeks, especially in majors, where if he suddenly starts rolling them in, it's like, oh wow, he's suddenly gone onto this sort of different plane. And he's seventh in putting so far this week. He's got a Masters record of 10th and 5th the last 2 years. He won the Zozo Championship in Japan. It's my bet. I'm sure it's going to be your bet. It's Colin Morikawa. It's got to be the value, hasn't it, going to the final round?
I'd love to see him win. I mean, let's go through the top end of the markets. And as you say, Scottie Scheffler is the favourite going into round four of the Masters. But he's short, isn't he? He's very short. And as you say, can he be trusted? I mean, he can, but can he? 10 to 11 for Scottie Scheffler. Colin Morikawa, 15 to 4. Max Homer, 15 to 2. I'd like it to be one of those two, Colin or Max. Ludvig Åberg is 9 to 1. Bryson DeChambeau, 24s. Xander Schauffele, 34s. Nicolai Højgaard is 100 to 1. I mean, just on Højgaard there before we move on. He did lead for kind of about 5 minutes and then kind of fell apart a little bit. But I thought he did actually quite well in the end, because some people would have completely spontaneously combusted and just disappeared for all 18. But he did just kind of rally towards the end and steady the ship a bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a brilliant tournament. This is his debut. You know, who knows what he could go on to achieve. But I don't think it's quite going to be his week anymore.
No.
But yeah, there was a lot of to and fro. And Scheffler had his wobble off at 10 and 11. But if you look at the scorecards, Morikawa, he bogeyed the sixth hole, the downhill par three. From there, it was pars all the way, apart from a birdie on eight. Yeah. So he was absolutely solid.
Did you see his bunker shot?
Up and down. Yeah.
That bunker shot he played, because Scottie Scheffler had exactly the same shot about 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And Colin got his within about 4 feet, and Scottie went kind of sailing past, because he just seems to be on it. That short game of Colin Morikawa's looks to be really good at the moment, which is always a good thing, isn't it? Ludvig Åberg looks like he's really enjoying himself. He's got a big smile on his face all the way around. He's just reveling the fact that it's his first Masters, which is a good way of approaching it. He doesn't look as if the pressure's there yet. No. And obviously, if he's going down the 18th with the one shot lead, it'll be there, but he seems to be just soaking up the atmosphere and just loving the week.
He's such a cool dude, isn't he? Cool customer. He doesn't look fazed by anything, and I think he'll, I don't know whether he can quite be there with nine to play, but I think he's someone you could think about backing maybe each way to nick a place. But I just think Morikawa, if you look at the history of majors, people win them in bunches. Harrington won them in bunches. Koepka's won them in bunches. Mickelson did. Rory won his in bunches. So it's just that it's like your peak time. Spieth won them in bunches quick early on. So I just think Morikawa is such a dangerous animal. If you're Scottie Scheffler, he's like one of the last people you would want breathing down your neck, because he's got that confidence. Well, I can win these, and I've got very recent memories of doing so.
So you call my mate Colin an animal. Thank you very much. Before we get DT's picks then ahead of the final round, thank you for one last time during the Masters to switchwatersupplier.com, our sponsors. If you've got a business and you would like to save money on your water bills, this is how you go about doing it.
All golfers want to stay away from the water. That splash as your round sinks beneath the surface is never a good sound. But golf courses rely on water to keep those fairways and greens lush. For that post-round shower or the clean glass at the 19th hole, golf courses, indeed most businesses, spend way too much money on their water bills. Switch Water Supplier can cut your water costs and help your business save money. Register now at switchwatersupplier.com. They will do all the hard work and get your business the very best price for your water supply and claim money back if you've been overcharged. Switchwatersupplier.com. Switching made simple.
This is Late Tea Time, the Golf Betting Podcast.
Thank you very much to switchwatersupplier.com of their support of the Late Tea Time podcast. Anyway, back to round four, Sunday at the Masters, DT. Always special. It's kind of, you look forward to it for ages, don't you? Then it comes in 4 days and it's gone again for a year. But let's soak it up today. But how can we find some good bets?
Yeah, just a quick one from yesterday. We put up that bet 5-1 for Schauffele and Cameron Smith to finish in the top 10. They're now 6th and 9th.
Yes.
So that's looking good. No luck with the Acker yesterday. Can't win them all. But today's Acker then. It's a 12.4-1 two ball.
Okay.
There's four elements of this one. So I'm going to start off with Ricky Fowler to beat Ryan Fox at evens. Fowler, I thought, did quite well yesterday. He scuppered the Acker when he tied with Matsuyama. Both shot one under 71s. I thought it was a good knock. I thought it would have been enough for Matsuyama to win, but Fowler did pretty well there. So he seems to have... He made the cut right on the number when he probably thought he'd missed it. So I think he's kind of playing with someone who's a bit like, I'm on bonus time.
Yeah.
So I think he can keep it going quite nicely today. Ryan Fox has... We've seen him quite high in the leaderboard, but he's faded. So the last 2 days, 74, 77. Mm. So I just think Fowler's got the momentum there in the battle of the Fs. So 5.05.
The RS.
UK time. Oh, yeah, very good. At 5.25, again, it's fairly obvious stuff. Danny Willett is another one we've seen up on the leaderboard all week, but now he shot 75 and 76 in his last two rounds. So basically he's had that one kind of comeback, wow, what a great day moment, but now it's kind of settling in. That he's played no golf, so it's starting to show. Adam Scott he's up against. So Adam Scott to beat Danny Willett 4-6. Adam Scott shot 70 yesterday, really good score, 2 under. So I think Scott can get the better of Danny Willett.
I hope Danny Willett has enjoyed this week. So obviously he's come back early, but I hope it hasn't done him any harm in terms of his long-term rehabilitation, because he's come back early, hasn't he, against kind of medical advice. So hopefully he puts it all in ice now for a couple of weeks and gets himself back on a full recovery. Yeah.
Yeah, so a slight feeling he'll be just sort of soaking it in today rather than thinking he can do anything too competitive. At 7.05, this is leg three, slightly the one that maybe boosts it a bit. Cam Davis to beat Højgaard, Nikolaj Højgaard. He said he did bounce back, but he did have 5 straight bogeys yesterday. So on that back nine, I just wonder if he gets that back nine again, his head might be a bit scrambled. Cam Davis has plodded along really well. He's been in consistent form. I think 11 to 10, I'm going to back the Aussie there.
Nikolaj Højgaard is obviously a massive talent. He's going to be huge, isn't he? Him and Ludvig Åberg are going to be European stars for ages. But I just hope he doesn't dwell on the fact he led for kind of 5 minutes and then fell off. And that doesn't define him. He needs to kind of just kind of kick on, doesn't he, and enjoy round four and just see where it takes him.
Yeah, it's sort of a double-edged sword that he can say, I led the Masters in round three. On my debut, which is great, but he can also think, oh, I've led the Masters and I've kind of collapsed under the pressure of it all.
I'm sure there's not many people watching that have led the Masters. So,
It will stand him in great stead for future majors, but I just wonder today it might just be a bit too soon for him. I think Cam Davis had a fairly stress-free week, so I think he can get the better of Højgaard. And then the final one at 7.15 p.m.
Just one thing. If you are watching and you have ever led the Masters, then you can be our guest next week on the Late Tea Time.
Yeah. Tell us what it's like. Yeah. the final leg, 7.15. A guy who I was bigging up yesterday, Xander Schauffele to beat Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Xander is 10 to 11. I'm looking at his scorecard. He's only had 4 bogeys all week, Xander Schauffele. So he's played very, very solid, steady golf. I just think Bryson... It was getting away from him a bit yesterday. He had that great finish where he holed out, but Schauffele just looks the one who's more in control. There's less kind of spikes, highs and lows.
There was a little bit yesterday where Bryson was driving it left, a long way left, because he goes a long way, but he was finding himself in the trees, whereas Scottie Scheffler was finding himself with a gap or a free drop or something like that. And Scheffler got a little bit lucky at times yesterday.
But yeah, I just think it seems if you're plotting kind of their Masters this week, DeChambeau started off right at the top and it's just sort of come down a little bit. Where Schauffele started you think he was 2 over quite early, but he's sort of dug in and then he's just started to creep. So I think those paths will go the same. So that fourfold, I don't know if you've jotted that down, that pays 12. Well done, you. 12.4 to 1.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler to beat Ryan Fox, Adam Scott to beat Danny Willett, Cam Davis to beat Nikolaj Højgaard, and Xander Schauffele to beat BDC, 12.4 to 1, 2 ball today on the final round of the Masters. Is that your work done?
Yeah, I did think about adding McIlroy to beat Joaquin Neiman, but I don't know. I just can't trust him this week, McIlroy.
He was 1-under yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, which was all right, but it's, I don't know. I was thinking this morning, oh, it's the final round of a major. McIlroy's done this before. He's not in contention, and he'll shoot like a 66 today. I just don't think he's got a great round in him at the minute. I think there's too much kind of not quite right. So, and Neiman is a tough cookie, so I sort of skipped that one. I stayed away from that one.
I listened to Butch Harmon because he spent some time with Rory, didn't he? And they were talking about Rory not quite being there this week. And Butch Harmon said, well, I tried. Even Butch Harmon, who's a legendary analyzer of people's game, can't quite work out what's wrong with Rory at the minute.
Yeah. And you kind of think if that's the case, it's like, well, I don't think Rory knows either. So I just don't think it's a smart move to get with Rory. Yeah, he might have a great round, but he's just as likely to keep on the slightly sort of strange pathways, not quite there.
Just one more final word then before we go. Tiger Woods had a bit of a mare yesterday, didn't he? He kind of just slipped right down the leaderboard. But I really enjoyed his interview at the end of the round because he didn't look like he was sulking or fed up or anything. Just looked like he's really enjoying his week. He's basically just kind of grinned and said, "I'm just not playing enough golf." He's been brilliant to see him back, hasn't it, this week, and to see him for at least two rounds and be up there towards the top end of the leaderboard, and hopefully we see a lot more of Tiger in the future.
Well, that's it. I mean, Tiger at halfway was what, like 22nd. He got through to the weekend. People like Jordan Spieth didn't, Justin Thomas didn't. You know, all these celebrated golfers, and Tiger just turns up having never played for ages and cruises through the cut.
He's like a marathon runner that's not done quite enough training, isn't he? He's kind of was able to keep pace for half of it, but then he's hit the wall basically, and that's him done. But it's been really good to see him back. Yeah. Anyway, DT, you're off to go and watch Liverpool play today, so enjoy.
I am. Thank you.
And, enjoy the rest of the Masters as well, and same with everybody out there. Thank you for watching over the last 4 days. Thank you, DT, for your time and your tips as we've gone through as well. Hopefully some of you have picked up on the ones that have won and maybe ignored the ones that didn't. We will reconvene next week for as the tour gets back into a full swing. But enjoy the final round of the Masters. It comes around once every year, Sunday at Augusta. Always special. Have a very good time. Gamble responsibly. This has been a Sports Broadcast Media production, and we'll see you again very soon indeed. Cheers, everybody.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.